reopening of its newest store right here at Delray, 34 South Federal Highway off Lutton Boulevard in the Plaza at Delray. Stop in and take advantage of daily radio specials on condition-specific supplements. And don't forget to listen to pharmacist and nutritionist Jerry Hickey, the host of the Invite Radio Show, heard Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. with the latest nutritional news right here on AM 1470 WNN. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Tune in for Managing Your Money with Peter Bruno, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.
Amanda, age 3. Tyler, age 8. Marissa, age 4.5.
We could tell you just how many child abductions last year led to Amber Alerts.
Shaniqua, age 14. Ryan, age 9.
But this isn't about cold statistics. It's about saving kids.
Terrell and Jamal, age 6 months.
Please go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up to get free Amber Alert text messages on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today for free at wirelessamberalerts.org. You can imagine what the family of an abducted child is feeling.
Alexander, age 7.
If you actually did help save that child, just imagine what that would feel like. WirelessAmberAlerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
Welcome, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Of course, this is John Hollis, and we are live from WNN 1470 AM. And I want to welcome all of our listeners on Blog Talk Radio and all of the social networks. And most importantly, I want to thank our listeners that might be locked up tonight. And if you're sitting in a Broward County jail and the only thing that you have is a listening device that's stuck in your ear and you're stuck on the rack because you smoke too much crack, I've been there, and there is help. And if you want, you can give us a call, and we will do everything we can to try to find you a treatment program. And I don't care if it's we deal with everything from Park Place to Park Bench. And, of course, myself, I came from the Park Bench. So what we look to do is, you know, find you help regardless of your financial situations. You can call me, collect at 954-946-4313. If you're calling me for a three-way, if you're calling me because, you know, you want some commissary, not the phone call to make. But if you are making that phone call because you want help, you're more than welcome to make that phone call. And, of course, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show is a show that is broadcasted Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, Saturdays from 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11. And we look forward to, of course, having you tune in. You can also go to our website at holisticlifestylesradio.com and find out more information there. We've been on the air now for a year and a half, and we work diligently in carrying a message and trying to get all types of different people to come on the air. Tonight, I have a special guest, Janine. And Janine is from, she's from down in Coral Gables area. And Janine is the person that I remember when I was, you know, still trying to, like, get this and walking in and walking out and not making a decision to choose in. Janine was one of those people that just kind of gave it to me raw, like, you're an idiot. You know, you're just an idiot. You got to really plug into this thing, choose in or choose out. If you're choosing out, then go out there and, you know, do the damage and come on back when you're done. And but she carried a message that was reality-based, because here's the thing. If you play with this long enough, two things are going to happen. You're either going to lose your mind or you're going to lose your life. And it's been shown over time after time after time after time, especially over the last couple of weeks, of the people that have been dying in my life because of their addiction, or the people in the mainstream out there in California and in Hollywood, and all of the people that are falling by the wayside because of their addictions. You do not have to die of your addiction. You do not have to be homeless because of your addiction. You do not have to be isolated from your family because of your addiction. Listen, I know guys that are big earners, still have their homes, still have their cars, still have their lives, still have their businesses, but alcohol and drugs isolated them from their family, and they were incapable of being able to have a life. And even though they, on the outside they look great, on the inside they were dying, and their families were being torn apart. And the reality of it is that you don't have to live that way. Janine is a classic example of that. You don't have to live that way, and you can do something different with your life and become a lady of integrity, and most importantly, you can become somebody that carries a message of hope in a very strong way. Janine, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, John.
And let me ask you, when did your recovery start? When you started to find out that, listen, you know, something's wrong with me? And my last guest said that she just thought she was nuts. She didn't realize she had an addiction problem. Did you kind of feel the same way?
No. Okay. No. Probably not until, you know, really close to the end. You
okay.
know, I was having a good time. You know, I was a party girl. Never held down a job. Mm-hmm. You know, went from men to men to men. You know, the typical story. Men that had money that could keep me in the lifestyle of which I had come accustomed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was very, in my mind, very glamorous and very wonderful until it wasn't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I did think that there was something wrong with me. I just couldn't pinpoint what that was. It took somebody else to pinpoint what that was for me. And again, a man. And interesting for me, probably the only man in my life that cared enough about me to put it in my face, you know, and to tell me, as much as you're adorable and as much as I'd love to be with you, you're messed up. And if you don't get some help, I don't want to have anything to do with you, you know. And then stuff started to happen. It was like that spin, that wheel, you know. I suddenly didn't have the men around. I suddenly didn't want to do anything but use. I suddenly found myself in my apartment with no electricity and no phone and nobody that really cared. And those last few months were just torture.
So the isolation of your addiction had you cornered.
Oh, it had me cornered. Bad.
And I'm sure deep down inside, because, you know, hey, listen, when we all walk in, we're fearless.
Oh, yeah.
Until we start our steps and we find out we were, like, everything we did was fearful.
Yeah.
And my whole life was based on fear.
Yeah.
And everything that was a motivating factor was fear. You know, I was going to lose something. I was going to lose something that I wanted, something that somebody else possessed, or whatever it may be. The fear was there and the anxiety was there, and I was medicating that my whole life.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, I was the kind of the fearless, you know, like you said. My mother used to say, you go where angels fear to tread.
Mm.
You know, I had no fear. I thought I was invincible. And, you know, it was God. You know, I of course, didn't have any idea what the concept of that was or anything. I think I had a basis, you know. It's funny because today I think that it's so very important to give our kids some kind of a basis of, I don't really want to say religion, but even if that's what it is, even if it's taking them to church every week or, you know, every other week or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, and I find it with my sponsees, that because I had some kind of foundation, even though I bucked it, of a God, that it wasn't such a far cry for me when I actually came into the rooms and it came down to really believing, you know, or making the decision to believe.
You know, our literature talks about make quick to listen to people of faith, make quick to listen to people of religion, maybe your pastor, rabbi, minister, priest, whoever it may be, because they do carry that message of substance that has been around for years, that people have been working with for years. And I avoided it, and hey, listen, the reality of my disease was if I really got close to God, and you know something, some of the people out there that never had that introduction to God as a child, you might not understand this, but I'm going to talk about it from my point of view for a minute. When I literally stopped, like, going to church when I was 13 and 14 years old, the reason I did that and I got away from it is because I really knew deep down inside that God didn't like what I was doing.
Right.
He didn't like the lifestyle I was living, so I had to make a choice.
Right.
And I chose out.
Mm-hmm.
And the next 30 years, 32 years were hell after I made that choice.
Because how alone are you? Mm. You know, you really are alone in the dark.
Absolutely.
You know, and but I came to realize that God didn't forsake me. You know, I forsook him.
Mm-hmm.
Forsook, if that's a word. I just made one up.
It's okay. We're adding to the dictionary.
We're adding to it, right. You know, and that he was always there. He had to be there because I should have been dead. You know, as my mother used to say, I should have been cut up and left on the front doorstep in a black plastic bag.
Absolutely.
She used to think every time the doorbell rang, it was going to be me. And I should have been dead over and over and over again. You know, even at my own hand. You know, at the end, I literally, you know, when you get to that place where you've been up for days, you hate the birds, you want to get a shotgun and kill, you know, the birds. You haven't slept, you're out of your mind, and really the only possibility of getting any relief is jumping out your window, you know, and, serious consideration.
Absolutely.
To, slit your wrists or jump out the window. Luckily, I had something or someone stronger than me that took me to the phone, and, of course, the first person I called was my drug dealer, because I thought he was the only friend I had. and the answer he had for me was, come on over, let's get, you know, messed up. And whatever that was that told me, this is not okay.
Yeah.
This is not somebody that cares about you.
And that being said, you started to, and that God consciousness that we talk about,
mm-hmm.
that kind of grows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you finally make that choice, and I was sitting on the side of Little River Club, and it was December 31st, 2006, and I hadn't used yet, and I had $7 in my pocket, which was a miracle.
Right.
I actually passed out with $7 in my pocket. So I came to on the side of Little River Club, and I got to make a decision now, okay?
Right.
Am I going to go buy my first $3 rock and my first Budweiser, or that was high class, okay?
Right.
Let's get down to it. Was
Mad
Colt,
Dog
yeah,
2020.
Mad, it was a Colt 45 at best. And get my two loose cigarettes, and that's how I started my morning, so I could go out and panhandle to keep going.
Yeah.
Well, that little glimmer of hope, something inside of me said, you know, so why don't you go on the river and have a cup of coffee, get yourself some cigarettes, and just sit and listen. And I for whatever
reason... That's not you. So you didn't make that decision.
Hell no.
Right.
So, again, I walk through the door, I sit down, and I made that choice, and for whatever reason, by the grace of God, and everybody that's heard the message from me knows that I really didn't choose in for another 30 days, even though I wasn't using, because I was the king of let's get 30 days together and go back out.
Sure.
I couldn't get past 30 days in 15 years.
Right.
So what happened was I was at that point where the creep came on me, and I had to make a decision.
Right.
Listen, am I going to go out? And I amassed that $70 fortune,
right,
over that clean time of 30 days.
Right.
Am I going to go smoke this $70 fortune that I just amassed? Or am I going to do something different and go to a meeting?
Right.
And it sounds like that's the direction you went in.
Yeah. I mean, for whatever reason, I literally hung up the phone and called that man that said, I don't want to have anything to do with you. And, you know, he really cared. I mean, he stayed on the phone with me until I came down. He didn't hang up. We were on the phone for about 5 hours.
Wow.
And he talked me down so I wouldn't go hurt myself or jump out the window. And, you know, he said, I think you need to go to a meeting. You know, I think you need to go to a meeting. And I walked into my first Narcotics Anonymous meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking 20-some-odd years ago.
Wow.
You know, walked in, scared to death, thought all the men wanted to sleep with me, and thought all the women hated my guts because that's how I lived. You know, that's what I thought of myself, that I wasn't worthy of anything more than men wanting to sleep with me. I never had any girlfriends, you know. And in that meeting, quite frankly, I must say, the men were really cute, so that was a motivator. And you know what?
Keep coming back.
It's okay if that's the motivator, as long as it brought me back. And the women were amazing. You know, where I had really thought that all women hated my guts, these women jumped up, followed me outside of the meeting, gave me their phone numbers, hugged me, and were really serious when they said, please come back. You know, please come back. Here's my phone number. Call me. And I did. And I did. And, you know, it wasn't easy. It really wasn't easy. I mean, I didn't stay clean. You know, I cleaned myself up. I decided that I needed to take a break and gain some weight, you know, and give myself, you know, a little bit of time to recover, and then back to the races.
I used to call it the plane coming in with one wing on fire. I used to land on 56th Street. I used to land down at Sable Palm. Wherever the plane would land,
I used to chuck myself into hospitals. I'd make up stuff, right, that why I was ill. Mm. And in those days, it wasn't that hard to get checked into a hospital.
Yeah.
And I'd check into the hospital, and I'd have some clean time, you know, 2 or 3 days. And then even in the hospital, I'd have people start bringing me drugs or champagne. I mean, I was like, it's amazing where I came from.
I love the honesty. I love the integrity of your message, because it is about putting it out there and being real about it.
Yeah.
We're going to be back right after this message. And, of course, Franz Behind the Glass is going to bring us out right now. We'll be back.
Brain Training Centers of Florida, our goal is to help you discover and unleash your brain's complete potential. We employ brain state conditioning, an individually tailored method of balancing, harmonizing, and optimizing the brain. The Brain State Technologies method involves collecting and analyzing an individual's brain waves and producing personalized exercises to balance and harmonize the brain. This system is at least 100 times faster than most of the systems available today. Brain Training Centers of Florida is licensed and certified to operate the brain training system provided by Brain State Technologies. If you have questions about the Brain State conditioning technology or to schedule an appointment, please call Jeff Cole at 305-796-6979 or go online to braintrainingcentersfl.com and unleash your brain's complete potential. Call 305-796-6979 or go online to braintrainingcentersfl.com.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bionutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Welcome back. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm John Hollis, and of course you're listening to All About Addiction Recovery, and most importantly, the stories that are behind people in recovery, because again, it doesn't matter if you come from Park Place or Park Bench, addiction does not discriminate. It affects people, it affects people's lives, it affects people's families, and most importantly, it affects our spiritual growth and that commune with whatever God you believe in or whatever, you know, spirit of the universe you believe in. Sooner or later, if we don't do something to change that direction in which we're going, we die. We either die spiritually, we die physically, or we die mentally. But it's not a beautiful thing, and it's a very ugly death when it happens. And that being said, when you got here, you're spiritually bankrupt, right, Janine?
Yes.
And when you got here, you had to go through your trials and tribulations. And I'm sure, and as you said, you didn't come in and just pick up one white chip.
No. It was very difficult. And it's funny, you were saying whatever God or whatever thing you choose. You know, they don't call this Well People's Anonymous.
Mm.
You know, this is not this is not because, you know, we are well people. And it's funny, my husband and I were talking last night, and he was actually speaking, and he said, you know, he had a year of sobriety, and they were telling him, you know, you have to choose something or someone or something that's more powerful than you, and you need to start praying to it. And he chose the centerfold, the Playboy magazine.
Which one was it?
I don't know what month it was, but that's what he chose to pray to for the next few months until he got it. You know, we don't come in here well.
No.
You know, and it took me quite a while. It took me falling down on my face. It took me, you know, getting arrested. It took me going to places that I never thought I would go, you know, prostituting myself, maybe not for money, but for drugs, you know, going and doing things that I could never imagine one would do, you know. It becomes all important, you know. It's the only thing you want. Nobody matters. Your family doesn't matter. If you're in love, that doesn't matter because you don't really know how to love anyway.
Absolutely.
Nothing matters. You don't get clean for anything or anybody but yourself.
And when you make that ultimate choice that, you know something, this is the direction I want to go in, it isn't for the wife, it isn't for the dog, it isn't for the cat, it isn't for mom, dad, sister, brother, cousin, aunt, uncle. You're making a decision for yourself only. Was that a freeing experience when you finally made that commitment?
Yes, it was. But, you know, it wasn't a commitment that I made when I first walked in.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me, like it took my husband, it took me a long time.
Okay.
You know, I finally made the decision and wanted this. You know what happened? My life started to change, and it started to change quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got my first job. And, you know, I felt everything we all feel. I felt like a fraud if they really knew me, if they really knew who I was. But they really respected me and respected, you know, my talent. And I got this great job in my life. You know, I actually bought my first little home and my first car.
Wow.
And I didn't need anybody to take care of me anymore. I finally looked around at the torture that I caused my family. And, you know, my mom died when I was 19. She never got to see me get clean. And I was finally able to really look back. I remember the first fourth step I did had absolutely nothing on the page. I said, I don't remember anything. I remember my sponsor saying, then you're going to sit there until you do. You know, and I said a little prayer, and when my pen started writing, I really had to come face to face with some of the things that I had done and the people I had hurt and scared and made worry.
Did you? And as you look at all of that past, and you start to go through all of that past and the upheavals of the emotions
mm-hmm.
that come about,
mm-hmm.
and mad, glad, or sad, we don't get to pick up a drink or a drug over that stuff.
Mm-mm.
And we have to dig in and understand that we have faith that. And you're absolutely right, because at the very beginning for me, when I finally made the choice that I was choosing in, I started to understand that God had my back.
Yeah.
And I started to see things like, you know, I would walk around in the middle of, you know, little Haiti and Liberty City at 3 o'clock in the morning with $2,000 in my pocket, and he had my back then.
Right, right.
Why would he not have my back now?
Right.
And I started to see things like that. But most importantly, when I lacked faith, my sponsor kept telling me, listen, believe that I believe.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, the most freeing thing for me, and I think when I really opted in, was after I did my fifth step. You know, I was so
Absolutely.
Convinced that I had done things that were so shameful and that nobody else had done. And I remember, you know, I'm so egotistical. You know, I'm sitting there and, oh, my God, what is she going to think? And just all this horrible stuff. And I remember I was so disappointed at her reaction. You know, it was like, yeah, so. So, you know, been there, done that.
I had to wake my sponsor up.
They were, like, so unimpressed. She was so unimpressed with my life and what I had done. And I think it was at that point that I realized that I really wasn't a horrible person, that I really hadn't done things that everybody else hadn't done.
It's so amazing that you can actually sit, and by the time you're done, I think the best part about the fifth step for me was that when I walked out of that fifth step
mm-hmm.
and I had to spend an hour with me and God, I finally understood that I never wanted to be that person again.
Yeah.
And that commitment, and you're talking about that,
yeah.
that commitment that I get goosebumps when I talk about it, because that commitment of God truly being in the room with me at that moment
mm-hmm.
and me choosing into him at
mm-hmm.
that point, because I didn't want to have that same character that I just talked about.
Right.
And that's where the rubber hit the road.
Yep, exactly. You know, when I was able to stay clean, I stayed clean sober for 8 years. And and my father passed away. And it's funny because I always wondered what I would do. You know, I always wondered. And my dad, you know, was very supportive, but he just didn't get it. And every year on New Year's, he would ask me to please have a glass of champagne with him, just one. I mean, after all, I'm doing those meetings, and I've been doing them for many, many years. Aren't I cured yet? And I would laugh. He just didn't get it. And of course, I never did. But when he died, I did. You know, I drank a glass of champagne at his funeral, and I was off to the races. Wow. You know, I was gone. I lost
everything.
And
I want to make a point here, because it doesn't matter how long we have away from the substance.
Yeah.
We're an arm's length away from a drunk.
Oh, my gosh. And it was that fast. And I'm telling you, within a month, the job was gone, the car was gone, the house was gone. No, my house wasn't gone. It was about ready to be gone. And I had the most incredible experience.
Tequila be gone.
Tequila be gone. I started, you know, the drinking and the cocaine again. And I was in my room waiting for my drug dealer to come back with the delivery, you know, with knowing that, again, it was going to be an all-nighter and what was going to happen. And I was in my bedroom. And I know people will probably think I'm crazy, but God came into my room. And clear as day, you know, I will never, and this is many years ago, I'll never forget it. And he was very clear with me. If the doorbell rang, and he said quite loudly, if you choose to walk down those stairs, you're choosing death. And so you better make a decision to either stay up here with me or to walk down those stairs to the devil, and you will die. And it wasn't like scary, like I'm going to die a physical death. Going to die if I made that decision.
A spiritual death.
Yeah. And I chose staying upstairs with God.
And what a beautiful choice that was.
An amazing, amazing choice. And I got to tell you that it took me, from the time I made that choice, 3 days later I had a job. I'm still in that job today.
They're all out in the parking lot. You can't see them.
Oh.
That's applause.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I found a job within 3 days. I got another car. It is the best job I've ever had in my life. My entire world changed again for with things that I could never, ever have imagined because I made that choice, you know. And it's been an amazing ride again. But yet again, I had 9 years again, mm-hmm. 8 or 9 years, and you know, this time it wasn't by choice. You know, I started to get sick, and I started to have some things happen, and I ended up addicted to Oxycontin.
Wow.
And for the first time, so I was what?
Was it over pain issues?
18, 19 years in recovery.
Yeah.
I had to go to detox. And I didn't relapse emotionally or mentally. I relapsed physically. I mean, physically. I put everything down. I had a tumor in my head.
Wow.
And they had taken the tumor out. All the pain was gone. I walked out of that hospital like, oh, finally. And my body went crazy. They couldn't get me off of the OxyContin. I had to go into detox and do it their way.
Mm-hmm.
And that was devastating to me. You know, it was devastating. But it made me realize that addiction is not always intent. You know, addiction, I am an addict, and my body gets addicted to this stuff no matter what. You know, could I have done it any other way? No, I couldn't have. I was in a position where I couldn't have.
Because of the pain and
yeah.
what you were struggling with.
You know, and when they finally believed me that I had a brain tumor, which took them 2 years, by the way.
Wow.
And many, many doctors. I couldn't have done it any other way. But here I was again. And for the first time in my life, and it was 18 years in recovery with, you know, 8 or 9 years in the beginning and 9 years again. And I was devastated because, you know, just for so many reasons. And being in detox, my husband and my sponsor, you know, lied to me and told me that they really thought it might be a good idea that I go away to a spa for 30 days.
Nice.
I should have known, but I was not exactly mentally up to par. And so being the spoiled brat that I had become, I decided that it was going to be a spa in Malibu.
Nice.
Nice spa. And, you know, thank God I could afford it. And I went out to that spa and firmly believing that I did not need to pick up a white chip and I did not need to do any of that crap because don't you know who I am? And I've been in recovery. And you know, I got really angry when my sponsor suggested that maybe I pick up a white chip and recommit and just get grounded again. You know, I got really angry. I called my husband and I said, I'm getting a limo, and if I have to pick up a white chip, it's going to be on the drug of my choice, and I'm going out, and then I'll pick up a white chip. And God again, man, very clearly said, if you do that, you're going to die. You know, you're going to die. And so I chose to stay. And I have to tell you, it was the best 30 days of my life. I never, ever had the ability or the opportunity to go to treatment. And to be able to be somewhere after two or three years of really rough two or three years, you know, physically and mentally, and it was a tough fight not to cross that line, you know, with the drugs. But I realized that picking up a white chip was not shameful, you know, that it was really a commitment between me and God, or God and I, to get back in and get grounded again and really make my recovery. You know, we get busy life, right? We get busy. And so, you know, it was an amazing, amazing thing. And I was running so much, you know, in recovery and doing so much that I really kind of forgot about myself. And
well, you start putting other things in before your recovery.
Yeah, too. Exactly, you know.
And it gets very dangerous.
Very, very dangerous.
We're going to go out to a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to, of course, the other half.
Okay, cool.
Jeff. We're going to get Jeff in here. We're
going
to talk. We're
going
to talk about relationship, marriage, and recovery, and how you're both working recovery, and then you come together and you spend it in a family.
Yes, you do.
We'll be back right
Wonderful.
After this message.
Suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bionutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
At Brain Training Centers of Florida, our goal is to help you discover and unleash your brain's complete potential. We employ brain state conditioning, an individually tailored method of balancing, harmonizing, and optimizing the brain. The Brain State Technologies method involves collecting and analyzing an individual's brain waves and producing personalized exercises to balance and harmonize the brain. This system is at least 100 times faster than most of the systems available today. Brain Training Centers of Florida is licensed and certified to operate the brain training system provided by Brain State Technologies. If you have questions about the Brain State conditioning technology or to schedule an appointment, please call Jeff Cole at 305-796-6979 or go online to braintrainingcentersfl.com and unleash your brain's complete potential. Call 305-796-6979 or go online to braintrainingcentersfl.com. Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or a psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Yo, welcome back, John Hollis, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. We're gonna lift this mic up for Jeff because he's kind of like, you know, he's like a big guy. Well, we don't want to go on the forehead, but there you go. I used to speak out my forehead.
And many other places.
And Janine heard a lot of it.
Oh,
I met, you know, something that was funny because when I met you guys, I met you through Russell. And Russell's been on the radio show. And the first time I ever met Russell, I said to him, you know, Russ, listen, I got everything covered. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I had just came out of the bushes, and the bushes were still in my hair, and I had been sleeping on the side of a building. And he said, listen, I got this place that I want to send you to. And I said, no, it's okay. I got everything covered. He said, wait a minute, you got everything covered. The guy that's been sleeping in a bush has everything. I go, okay, you're on your own. Amazing. Amazing. So Jeff is with us, and Jeff is, of course, the other half of Janine. And, of course, Janine is the other half of Jeff, and together, they've been married, the better half. I was waiting for you to say that.
Yeah,
see, I was just throwing it up to see who said it first.
Well, you didn't finish your story.
I interrupted.
So Russell said he had some place he wanted you to go.
I didn't go.
How did you get to us?
He wanted to send me down to
Jack Orr, probably.
That's where he wanted to send me.
That was
but great. What happened was Kim was the ones that
introduced me to John.
And
that's how you ended up with us?
Yeah.
Oh,
John
I thought it was Russell.
John told me he had everything covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got everything. Listen, Jeff, everything's going
to
be fine.
Yeah, he did.
Don't listen
to him. I prayed for him a lot.
Everything's going to be fine.
I'm going to be fine. Don't worry about me.
Everything's wonderful in my life.
As he brushed all the dirt and leaves off his shoulders.
I prayed a lot for this man.
And thank God there was lots of prayers.
Yeah.
So being married in recovery. And of course, you know, I don't want to start any wars here tonight.
Start a war.
Okay, good.
Not possible.
All right. That's beautiful. Because here's the reality. I guess you guys communicate pretty well.
Mm.
Now, when that communication comes, because I know I'm married to somebody in recovery, and, you know, I have to at times work a program at home. You know, it's the toughest place to work that program. Do you find that you run into that same thing where you really have to kind of like stop and hold your breath and say, you know, something, honey, you know, maybe you're right, or You know, where's the relationship aspect with your recovery?
I think he has to do it a lot more often than I have to do it. That's pure honesty.
Yeah, she tells me it's time for you to go to a meeting, so I go to a meeting.
Nice.
I'm driving you crazy, honey. Yeah. Please go to a meeting.
So did you, I mean, when you first got involved in a relationship, and you heard all the cliches, don't get involved in a relationship with somebody in recovery, and, you know, you're too, you know, it's too, you hear all of those things. And you got involved in a relationship, and you started to move forward in it. You moved forward in it because you were pretty secure in your own recovery at that point, correct?
Definitely. I had, 6-7 years. Have we been together that long? How long?
We've been married now almost 8 years.
Yeah.
Well, but we didn't.
So there's the first argument.
But
on the way
we
home.
Didn't go into this going into a relationship.
Yeah, that was an accident. It was just by mistake.
Yeah, I mean,
really?
We became
yeah,
friends.
Yeah,
that
happened.
We became friends.
Okay.
And really, just friends. We
so he didn't
friends.
Come up to you and say, "Hey, listen, you want to go out to a dance?" And you know.
Actually, she picked me up.
Ah.
Well, there's an argument about that, but that's okay.
Come on. She came up to me and said, "Haven't I seen you around here before?" I mean, is that the oldest line in the book?
Whew. That's almost like, what's your sign?
Exactly.
And he said to me, actually, I had met Jeff or seen Jeff many years before at a meeting. And he walked into a meeting, and he was still married to someone at the time. And I looked at him like all my girlfriends look at him because he's hot. And I looked at my girlfriends and said, that boy is going to have to fall off his pedestal and just get knocked on his ass before he would ever, recovery.
That's okay. It runs
I'm
in the family.
Captain F.
It runs in the family.
And let me tell you, I prayed really hard that I wouldn't say a bad word.
Hey, listen, we missed the F-bomb earlier. She almost went there.
I almost did it, but I caught myself. And this is praying. God, please don't let me cuss. Please.
Say, hey, listen, your higher power is an awesome guy.
Yes, he is.
I know he is. Or a person. Thing.
Person.
Whatever.
Male.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice.
I think she means me. No.
No. I know.
That was my brain.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
So when I saw Jeff again, it was many years later, and he certainly looked like he had been through a bad time. So I walked up to him and said, I know I've seen you before. I didn't put two and two together that I'd seen him at an NA meeting years before. And he looked at me with a line that was, go ahead, baby, say your line.
You got to hear this.
Okay.
Without hesitation, I turned to her and I said, the only place I could have seen you was in my dreams.
Oh.
And
only
so
in
me.
A 12-step program. Hear the muck flow.
And I looked at him and I said, oh, my God. You really just said that to me? You really just said that to me? What's wrong with you? I said, and besides, why do you always look like you just got out of bed?
And I'm sitting there thinking, that's not very nice.
But what did you say?
So I turned to think of it. When I met you, you looked like you had just got out of bed.
Exactly. Wow. You always look like you just got out of bed.
Yeah.
The hair, he's
yeah.
all over the place. And what did you say to me?
Well, I knew she had just come up and used the oldest line in the book, so I turned to her and said, hey, is it working for you?
And you know what? The truth is, it was really working for me.
Nice.
But I will never, I wasn't going to admit that to him. So I left.
She left me, standing there, with the two best lines I've ever used in my life.
With your mouth wide open.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Outrageous.
And here we are 8 years later, folks.
Yeah, here we are 8 years later. We ran into each other again. And we talked, and we actually became friends. He was going through a very difficult divorce, and his life was pretty horrific.
I warned her. I said, if you know, you get to know me, you really shouldn't, and you should run. You should get as far away from me as possible.
Yes, and I didn't believe him because, you know, we girls, we're going to save the day.
Pickers.
Pickers. But you know what? He was just an amazing man, and I respected his recovery. And we became really, really good friends. So we kind of backed into the relationship. And then when we realized that we were really attracted to one another and maybe we wanted to date, we decided to do a 90 and 90.
Together?
Together. Not in meetings. Just in not sleeping with each other.
For 90 days.
Nice.
Yeah, we did a 90 and 90 and dated. We figured, you know what, let's see if we like each other first. you know, in that way.
Listen, anybody that's listening right now, you're hearing a healthy solution to dating.
Yes.
Don't get the emotions wrapped up in the wrong thinking part of the anatomy.
Yeah. You know what, and it's really true. It's really true, and I tell my sponsees and his sponsees that, you know what, we end up, because men are really no different than women.
Yeah, you're speaking to the mic.
Oh, men are really no different than women. And so what happens is you end up, you're very attracted, you end up going out, you end up in bed, and the emotions get all tied up, and you think you're in love, and you don't even know the person. And by the time you figure out who that person is, you don't even like them. But you've already given them the most sacred part of who you are, you know?
Absolutely.
So, you know, a very, very wonderful person said to me
once. See, well, and that's how a woman thinks. A guy, we don't have any sacred part of our.
No, but you know what? He did. He did not want to do that either. He didn't want to.
It's part of healthy recovery is to get to know a person before you go that far with them.
Okay.
Well, because you get entangled emotionally and spiritually before you know who you're entangled with. And you get big troubles. And sometimes our sobriety can't handle it. I watch guy after guy who goes out and relapses because he got too involved with a woman before he knew what he was dealing with.
Right.
And the next thing you know, he's out smoking crack.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah,
that's just horrible.
And most people, and again, it comes down to people don't get back. You can go out, and I just watched a guy that had 8 years.
A lot of time.
Tied up. He got tied up with a younger lady.
Yeah.
In the fellowship, 12-step fellowship. And they were going to, you know, work life together. He was going to sponsor her. She was going to sponsor him.
And then that's always a great idea.
And the next thing you know, they were smoking crack together.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, it's very dangerous. And,
absolutely.
You know, Jeff and I also decided that when the 90th day came, that we had a decision to make, and the decision was if we were going to go the next step, that it was for life. You know, this wasn't going to be a frivolous next step. And actually, he's the one that was pretty serious about that, that he didn't want to, if he wasn't serious about this, you know, get me tangled up or vice versa. And we knew by the time we got intimate that we loved each other.
You know within 90 days if you can gel with somebody and if they want to be a part of your life and you want to be a part of theirs. And you're going to know if you honestly fit to each other and your spiritual, what they would say, you know, likeness is going to be something that you can grow off of. Because there's some people that you're not spiritually, you know, meant to be with.
Right, right. Well, and we had known each other, you know, as friends, very intimately as friends. You know, not physically intimately, but for quite a while before we decided to do the dating thing. So, you know, I knew I respected him tremendously, and I think vice versa.
Yes.
And so it was, you know, it was just a 90-90 of holding off on the passionate side to really, like you said, make sure this is what we wanted. And I think we both knew from the get-go that I knew he was my soulmate, truly my soulmate.
I have to close this at 11 o'clock.
Okay? Oh, darn.
So we have like 4 minutes left, and I'm going to just bring it out to the last 4 minutes, but I want to talk to you about something that's really incredible that Jeff got involved with, and it's called Brain Training. And they have Brain Training Centers of Florida. And, of course, you've been hearing the commercials for the last hour. And those commercials talk about how we can start to take alternative approaches to getting healthy. The 12 steps, commitment, God, you know, the 12-step process of healing is making amends and doing the things that we need to do to get right with our community, our fellows, and, of course, our loved ones, and, most importantly, our God. And then, we have to maintain that. And sometimes might find ourselves 5 or 6 or 10 or 12 or 20 years into our recovery and still being depressed, still having all types of emotional upheavals and certain
anxieties
and all of those things taking place. And we never stop to think, well, maybe we need some outside help. Maybe we need to go seek out something that might be able to help us. And in 2 minutes, give me Brain Training Centers of Florida and let me know what that commitment is all about.
You know what, though, before you start, I want to say something that's really important. You know, we, Jeff and I, are very deeply committed to helping others, and we always have been.
Absolutely.
From running the three-quarter way houses to brain training.
I know, because I went through the process.
This brain training, you know, I did it. I was just getting ready to start interferon, and we were told about the horror stories and how difficult it was, and many friends we knew, big guys, you know, couldn't make it through. Marriages, over 50% of them disappear.
And this is from the Hep C?
Yeah, you know, and the treatment is horrific.
Yeah,
I did brain training before I started the treatment, and I got to tell you, we got through it like a breeze. It was not anywhere close to what people said it was going to be. So I just want to say that. Go on, baby love.
Okay.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, in recovery, we get to that place, and our brains are still telling us, we got to do something. I got to do something now. Oh, my gosh, why do I feel this way? I have to change this. I got to call somebody. I have to go to a meeting. What am I going to do next? And the brain training really helps our brains settle down, get into sync. And what happens is parts of our brains have traumas in them, just like when you get a cut and the scar tissue gets around it, and then the brain isn't functioning right, which makes us feel uncomfortable, like we got to do something to fix it. Well, this helps train the brain to correct that area. So you can get calm, you can get peace, you can hear the message.
Get centered.
Yeah, you can actually just be a human being instead of a human doing all the time.
I love it.
You know, always running, always got to do
amazing.
Something, always got to call somebody, always got to, and you know, you must relate to that. Oh, my God, what am I doing next? I got to do something.
Thanks.
I can't sit here. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I got to smoke.
Still in my own
skin.
You know.
And this allows that to happen, and it's amazing. It's absolutely, I can't even describe it.
It is like taking 20 years of therapy and being able to wrap it into 10 sessions.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's that incredible.
Yeah, it's just great.
If you want to find out more information on this, and I think it's important, folks, you sat here, you listened to an hour of two people that are truly in recovery. Of course, Janine was on with us for the first 45 minutes, and then Jeff came into the conversation. But this is a family unit that works recovery and that has taken the opportunity for the alternative approaches. What is the website?
www.braintrainingcentersfl.com.
And you can check out more information about that. And most importantly, we're going to have Jeff and Janine back in the future. They're a part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio family. We're going out, and we want to thank you for a great
thank
show.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
We're
very proud of you.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'm proud of you guys, too.
Thanks.
It's beautiful. We'll be back. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Tune in.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
I just did what I had to do and moved on to the next thing. That's Jamal, who became a young caregiver at age 15 when his mom had a stroke. There are many children and adolescents living in our community who provide substantial assistance to household members who need help because of physical or mental illness, disability, frailty associated with aging, substance misuse, or other conditions. These student caregivers are yet unseen and unheard. Your help is very much needed to raise awareness, conduct research, and provide the support and services caregiving youth needs. Please call Lori Connors at 561-391-7401 or visit www.aacy.org to learn more. If you're a golfer, a tennis player, or even if you're not, you can still swing into action by promoting dignity and independence for those who can't drive or go out on their own. Join Boca Respite Volunteers, people of all ages helping people of all ages. Do what you already know how to do for yourself or someone else. Call 561-391-7401 or visit www.boca-respite.org.
Hello, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson. The 2004 hurricanes that devastated our state left a trail of broken and uprooted trees. When dead limbs, brush, and treetops dry, they become fuel for wildfires that can threaten our homes and forests. If you live near a forest or wildland area, there are simple things you can do to protect your home from wildfire. Create a clean and green landscape around your home. Collect debris for curbside pickup if it's available. Remove leaves and storm debris from roofs and gutters. Don't create a fire hazard by piling dead limbs and other debris on a nearby vacant lot or woodland. And most importantly, before burning yard trash, check with the local office of the Division of Forestry so you know how to burn safely and legally. Help prevent wildfires. For information, visit the FireWise Community's website at www.firewise.org or contact the local office of the Florida Division of Forestry.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Envine Health, a leader in high-quality and pure, fresh nutritional supplements, is excited to announce the opening of its newest store right here in Delray Beach at 1534 South Federal Highway off Lutton Boulevard in the Plaza at Delray. Stop in and take advantage of daily radio specials on condition-specific supplements. And don't forget to listen to pharmacist and nutritionist Jerry Hickey, the host of the Envite Radio Show, heard Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. with the latest nutritional news right here on AM 1470 WNN.
Hi, I'm Phil from Phil Thomas Air Conditioning. My family has been in the AC business here in South Florida for over half a century, starting with my dad, continuing today with my sons working for me. At Phil Thomas Air Conditioning, we are honest, reliable, and our prices are low, and we service and repair all brands of AC systems. We usually can fix your AC as good as new the same day. If you need a new air conditioner, well, we can do that too. We are an FPNL contractor, and we will get you all the repairs.